God really say that? Did God really say? Did God really say? That's my message. That's my title today. Did God really say? Do we really believe what God say? Do we really believe what the Word of God say? Do we really believe the Bible? Do we really believe that Jesus suffered and died on the cross? Do we really believe that God said, be holy because I am holy? Without holiness, no man shall see the kingdom. Do we really believe that God said the wages of sin is death? If we did, we wouldn't live any old kind of way. Come on, saints of God. Do you really believe what God says about us? Amen. Turn with me to Genesis 3. I'm first going to read Genesis 2, not all of it. The 8th verse said, Now the Lord God had planted a garden in the east in Eden, and there he put the man he had formed. And the Lord God made all kinds of trees grow out of the ground, trees that were pleasing to the eye and good for food. In the middle of the garden were the tree of life and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. 15 says, the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and take care of it. And the Lord God commanded the man, you are free to eat from any tree in the garden, but you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. For when you eat of that tree, you will surely die. He commanded the man. Who did he talk to?
The man.
Okay. God commanded the man. And did he say he might die?
Surely.
He said he would surely die. Amen. Now 3:1. Now the serpent was more crafty than any of the wild animals the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, did God really say you must not eat from any tree in the garden? Did God tell her or did he tell the man? Amen. The woman said to the servant, we may eat fruit from the trees in the garden, but God did say, you must not eat fruit from the tree that is in the middle of the garden, and you must not touch it or you will die. You will not surely die, the serpent said to the woman. You can do any old thing. God will forgive you. You can do what you want to do. God know my heart. You can do whatever you want to do. Did God say the wages of sin was death? Or did he not say that? Amen. Hallelujah. You must not eat fruit from the tree that is in the middle of the garden, and you must not touch it, or you will die. Or the servant said, like he tells us, you don't have to worry, buddy. You got time. God knows. You got plenty of time. Huh. I don't take no chances on that, okay?
Amen.
Amen. Somebody going home every day.
Hallelujah.
Somebody's going, and Jesus coming soon. How many know that?
Amen.
I mean soon and very soon.
Amen.
Amen. You will not surely die, the serpent said to the woman, for God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be open and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. Now, you know he already been cast out of heaven. Because he tried to exalt himself above the Lord. And he wants that woman to be equal to God. He tried to make himself equal and more equal than God. So when the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eye and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some and ate it. She also gave some to her husband, who was with her, and he ate it. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they realized that they were naked. So they sewed fig leaves together and made covering for themselves. Who did he tell not to eat?
Man
has been out of place ever since. Ever since. And then to tell man get back into place, this world will always be turned upside down. Amen? So did God really say that the wages of sin is death? Did God really tell us what sins were? Turn with me to Galatians 5. Who are you supposed to believe? Most of the time we believe what's easy for us. Most of the time we take the easy road out. Because we can tell people that Christianity is easy, but we be telling a lie. So you got to repent for that lie. Amen? Because Christianity is not easy. But God is. But God is merciful and God is just. Okay, Galatians 5. Did God really say this? It's 5:19. The acts of the central nations are obvious. Sexual immorality, impurity, and debauchery. Idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissension, fractions, and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. Did he really say that? Are we living like he said that? Are we living like we don't understand a word that God is saying? Seriously, saints of God, time is winding down. Did God tell some of us that we weren't going to inherit the kingdom of God? Because we're not living according to his plan and his purpose. You know, we talked in the Bible study about the six things God hates, and seven is an abomination to him. Sowing discord among the brothers. You know, a lot of times we're doing that, which is an abomination to God, and we don't even realize that we are sinning and we are condemning ourselves to death. Amen? Now, Adam and Eve didn't die physically, but they died spiritually. And I think I'd rather die physical than be separated from God and die spiritually. God is telling us he doesn't make it hard. He makes it easy for us to understand. He said even a child would understand his sin. So if we're going around doing the same thing we've been doing before we got saved, then you got to wonder if you're saved or not. Amen? You got to wonder if you really have accepted Jesus as the Lord of your life. Now, you might have a concept of who Jesus is, because the average person got a concept. But you don't have a relationship with Jesus, because if you did, you wouldn't hurt him again. I promised Jesus when I got saved and recognized it was only him that I was hurting, that I'd never deliberately sin again. Not deliberately sin. You know, yeah, we fall short. We miss the mark sometimes. But God has given us a way out for that. He has given us a road back to him. He said all we had to do is repent. Repent don't mean ask forgiveness over and over again. It means turn away from your sins and don't go back to them again. Amen? Amen. Amen. How many read the Bible this week? Wow, we're getting better and better. Amen. We're getting gooder and gooder. Praise God. So, 'cause that's so important. You don't know Jesus unless you pick up that word. Because this is Jesus. This is all of Jesus and more. He'll tell you things that not in this Bible, but it better line up with this Bible. Amen? Amen? Amen. So that's why so many people get off track and commit suicide and do all killing and murder, because they said, think they heard from God. God would not tell you to do that. He said murderers have that place in the lake of fire. So why would God do that? Amen? Amen? So, did God tell us to worship no other gods? Did he? We can do anything we want. Because I'm Pastor Ain, I can do anything I want. I can come to church on Sunday and go out in the club tomorrow and worship the devil. Because that's who you're worshiping. when you're out there. Amen? Amen. You got to get yourself straightened out. You can't have one foot in and one foot out. This is what God is telling us, and he's being serious. He's being serious. You can see people falling away from God every day because they're being deceived by the enemy. You know, they're saying to themselves, well, they've been saying Jesus was coming for years and years, over 2,000 years. But it's closer now than it's ever been. It's closer now. And besides, Jesus come for somebody every day. We don't know the day nor the hour. So if you're not walking in the straight and narrow, if you're not living according to God's plan, then you need to get yourself straight. The one thing I love about my God is he gives us opportunity after opportunity after opportunity to get it right. You know, always, like I always say, God, don't give me no new message. I can't do anything but do what he tell me to do. I want a sweet message sometimes, but he won't give me one. He really won't, because he loves us too much to let us continue to go down the wrong path. Now, I might not know what you're doing, but God knows everything. God knows everything. Sunday after Sunday, Pastor called for, come up if you have a need a prayer, if you need to repent. And the most time we just sit there, knowing exactly like that you're not living worth 2 cents worth of nothing. And God can't do nothing for you unless you give it to him. Amen. He can't fix you unless you say that I'm broken. Amen? He can't. He's a gentleman. He's not going to snatch anything out of you. He's not going to make you do anything. But I tell you, the God that I serve, the one that loves me so much, all you have to do is turn it over to him. Turn it over to him and he'll work it out. Jesus built a fence all around me. Hallelujah. All you got to do is ask him to build that fence, and that fence that he builds, nothing can penetrate it. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Did God say, I'll punish the sins of the father on the children and on the grandchildren? He did. He said it. He did. I got a little grandson that great-grandson said, he did. God did. Yes, he did. And so the thing is, we sometimes hinder our children by what we do. Amen. So all you got to do is repent, turn away from it, break the curse off of your children, and go on. Don't believe that God won't fix everything. You know, God don't have no desire for nobody to go to hell. You know, that's not his desire. He said, I have all of you to repent. I have none to perish, but all to repent. That's the kind of God we serve. He's an awesome God. Is he not an awesome God? But he's a just and a fair God. He's an honest God. And if God said it, he's not going to change his word for you, 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 or you. And definitely he's not going to change his word for me. So we got to live like something. I want to live like something. I want to have my kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Righteousness, joy, peace in the Holy Ghost. That's the kingdom of God. That's all. If you're looking for anything else, you're not going to find it. Righteousness, joy, peace in the Holy Ghost. All the other stuff is extra. But the kingdom of God is, and that's what it is. Now, if you don't have no joy, you have no peace, and God knows you ain't righteous, then your kingdom of God has not come. Amen? And just like I always say, I can't make Pastor's kingdom come. I can't make yours, but I can deal with this little square right here. This is my kingdom right here, and I'm not going to let anybody take it from me. Amen? Hallelujah. Did God really say? Did God really say that liars, thieves, murderers, fornicators, adulterers have their place in the lake of fire? Did he really say that? Do we believe it? Do we really believe it? If you believe it, then you better live like something. Because after the knowledge of truth, there's no sacrifice for sin. after the knowledge of truth, and I'm telling you the truth. The truth is, God said, you must not commit adultery. You must not steal. You must not lie. You must not be envious of your neighbor's house or won't, or want to sleep with his wife or want what he owns. God is precise in what he wants. I'm telling you, God is not playing with me nor you. God also said, he's a possessive God, and he will not share his affection to anyone, with anyone. He's a jealous God. Is that fair for him to be a jealous God? Yes, it is. I belong to him. He created me. He blew breath in my body. My breath belonged to him. I don't have a right to do with my body anything I want to do with it. I don't. You don't either. Because your body don't belong to you. Your body is the temple of the living God. And how are you going to let God go into that mess that you go into sometime? How are you going to take Jesus? How are you going to fill him up with alcohol and smoke? The Jesus that you serve now. You say you serve him. How are you going to fill him up? Seriously, it's time out now. It's time to know that if you have accepted Jesus as the Lord of your life, your body is the temple of the living God. You have no right to do with your body what you want to do with it. Amen? Amen? The wages of sin is death. The wages of sin is death. And God, if God said, I didn't say that, I'd let you live forever in your mess. But God won't. God won't. And so the thing is, we need to really repent, turn away from your sins, and remember what God said. For God so loved the world, that's you and me and everybody else, that he gave his only son, that whosoever believeth in him. Now you can come to church Sunday after Sunday after Sunday, but you still, if you're living like you don't believe, you might as well stay out home. I'm telling you. Why waste your time? Why waste your time? If you're living like you don't know the God that suffered and died, put on clothes, put on flesh, and hung on that cross, died just for you. Just for you. If you don't know that God, if you haven't truly given your life to that God, you might as well forget it. Because the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life. And that's what he did on the cross, hallelujah. Not just for the sins that we have committed, but the sins that we will commit if you go. But you can't keep doing it. You can't keep, does that give you the right to keep sinning? No, it doesn't give you the right, because you're hurting the heart of the Father. You really are. Because he loves us so much. You're hurting the heart of the Father. And what God is saying today, get yourself straight. Come to me as little children. Come to me and ask me, how can I live the life that you've called me to live? See, we can't do it on our own. We can't. We can walk for a little while. But it's by his grace. By his grace. See, his grace is giving you the ability to do the things that you can't do on your own. That's what grace is, unmerited favor, giving you the ability to do the things that you cannot do on your own. So God is calling us today to get right with God and do it now. Get right. Lay down those sins that so easily beset you. Don't say, I can't do it. You can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens you. God would never tell us to do something that we couldn't do, that he hadn't given us the grace to do. God would never do that. So, saints of God, it's time to live right. It's time to live holy. Be holy, God said, because I am holy. Without holiness, no man shall see the kingdom. It's time now to lay down those things that keep pulling you back. Keep pulling you back. When God delivers you, you deliver. When God delivers you, you delivered. I'm telling you. I smoked 37 years. Overnight, God delivered me. I never had a desire for another cigarette. And that's been 25 years, I guess. If God delivered you, and now that ain't all I had to be delivered from, but the rest ain't your business. God is good. I love Jesus with all my heart. Lord, I tell you. Okay, turn with me to Revelations. Revelation 21. And then, just a refresher of what you already know, okay? And then we're going to just give God the glory. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Now the dwelling of God is with men, and he will live with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things have passed away." Who wouldn't want that? Who is not looking forward to being where there's no more death, no more sorrow, no more pain, nothing? "He who sits on the throne, I am making everything new." Then he said, "Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true." He said to me, "It is done. I am Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To him who is thirsty, I will give to drink without cost from the spring of the water of life. He who overcomes will inherit all of these, and he all of this, and I will be his God, and he will be my son. But the cowardly, the unbelieving, the vile, the murderers, the sexual immorals, those who practice magic acts, the idolaters, and all liars, their place will be in the fiery lake of burning sulfur. This is the second death." Amen. Amen. Did everybody get that list? Amen. Yeah, get that list. If you didn't get it, go back and read it for yourself. So that we can live like something. So that when Jesus part those clouds, and he will, soon and very soon, we all can get out here. It might be one Sunday while we're sitting in church. Wouldn't that be awesome? That we all go up together, hallelujah. Because God is an awesome God. And I can't wait to see all of us in heaven. Y'all gonna look better. So our points to ponder is, know that God is holy. He will not tell you to do something that he hasn't given you the grace to do. Grace is the unmerited favor to do the things that you can't do on your own. Man, Jesus is coming soon. And he wants to find us, find you, us, obeying God the Father. Amen? He said, "Well, I find you in faith," meaning that you're going to do what God said. He paid the complete price for you and me. But there's no more sacrifice for sin because you know the truth. And if you didn't get it in your heart, get the scriptures and go back and read it until you get it in your heart. Amen? Because Sister Audrey says it's a heart thing. You got to do it. You can't do it in your head. Your flesh don't want to do it. Pastor preached a couple of weeks ago. You got to get enough word in you to go up to this soul right here so it'll control this flesh. Amen? Amen. So that is good this morning. So is there anyone here that